All right. Well, we talked about yesterday, using this week to do some things that we feel like we need to do that are Patriot things, regardless of if we play, how to get the jump on. For next week. And you saw it in it, but put it away at that time a little bit too. And we'll be out on the field tomorrow. Get back to work. Hopefully our best football's at once.
Might as well get to the question everyone wants to know. Did the Patriots grant permission for Josh McDaniels to speak with the Browns? And what are your thoughts on potentially Josh being a head coaching candidate for not only the Browns, but other teams as well this offseason?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into any of that. The procedures are, in place in the league and so forth. So, any comments on that, if appropriate to come on.
Bill, just you've been in this situation before the last handful of years where you've got the first round bye. So I'm curious if this week, when you don't have a game, sort of has the same flow, and you know the volume of work that maybe you need to do and the uncertainty of the weekend. Have you sort of found a nice rhythm to this week, whereas maybe a team that's not familiar with the bye and doesn't know what team they're going to play might have some challenges that come with it?
I don't really think it's that difficult. You have an opportunity to use the time. I think you take a look at the things that you can potentially use it for and pick the ones that you feel like will be most productive. But every team, every week, and every year, and every situation is different. So as I just explain what I think, like what we will be doing. It's all important, of course. What other teams are doing, I don't really know. I'm sure their time is productive as they can for their team.
Yeah, Bill, there's been a lot of talk, I guess, among you guys since this last game, especially about the toughness of this team, whether it's Logan or playing for full 60 minutes. When you are looking to either draft players or sign free agents, how much does their mental and physical toughness weigh into your decision, and can it sometimes outweigh some measurables that we see that a guy might catch? Might not catch a lot of passes, but has that toughness. How much does toughness weigh into that?
I think it's definitely part of the equation. And it's hard to put percentages or anything, any of those kind of trades. But whenever you bring a player onto your team or to your organization, you get everything that comes with player, physical skills, his toughness, his learning ability, his personality, his leadership, so forth and so on. So we try to evaluate all those things and then put kind of a composite grade that we look at them individually. And in the end, you have to put some kind of a composite overall value on the player. You're going to bring him on the team, and that's what that player is. So certainly work to try to improve some of those things, the study habits, all those kind of things. What degree that happens is different probably than anything else. Player speed, strength, explosion. Probably improve it to a degree. I don't care if we're going to pick a slow guy and make him a real fast guy, a weak guy and make him a real strong guy, but you can definitely improve it. So there's always an element of trying to improve in all those areas. That's part of the evaluation and all put together. So does it have value? Yes. Much. I don't quantify it. The overriding because there are so many other things involved, although, and as we've talked about before, when it know, below the line or so far below the line in any area, then you really have to decide whether you want that, whether a player on your team who's so far efficient or below the line in one of those areas is, but everything else can make up for it. So it can't, but it's sort of challenging.
Well, I guess I'll just follow up. You may have addressed this the other day, but in terms of toughness, where does this team compare with, I guess we'll just go back to all your Patriot teams, and especially with all the injuries and you've had to overcome that, just the mental toughness, I guess, to overcome all that and still be successful.
Yeah, Howard, I don't know if I could really comparison or rank them or anything, but this team's certainly shown the ability to do that. So, yeah, I have a lot of respect for what they've done, many times they've been able to do it. Had a lot of competitive players play here. I don't know where one ranks the other. Shown people that it were successful.
Bill, I wanted to ask you about Scotty O'Brien. I guess with LeGarrette ripping off a couple of long returns, it seems like every facet of the special teams unit has excelled at times this season. Some have done it consistently throughout. And I know that you've said in the past that ultimately players play, but I'm just curious maybe how much of the credit this year would go Scotty's way. And I don't know if maybe there's a couple of stories or examples that maybe you'd be willing to share on how he kind of makes that impact.
Oh, well, I think that Scott or both were diligently from the very beginning of the season, way back, across these workout days, all through the year on games, whether it be individual techniques, specialists, coordination of things needed to execute the big game with a couple of people off, wedge, place, turn, whatever it happened to be. We just continue to try to work on those things throughout the course of the year. Kickoff returners, try to start with the realize that a lot that it might. Number of other players. He really was never able to do that for us. So, but I think that the hard work and perseverance of all those guys, so Scott, or special teams players, specialists, it's paid off here in different areas. Certainly in the last few weeks, they've played many different areas of the kick game, contributions, field position, turnovers, onside kicks, and just situational plays. So you never know when some of those situational plays are going to happen, but being able to execute them in critical times, get the game, it's vital to being able to win in those situations. Still position that kick game can provide for us, whether it be for the defense or the so critical to that unit's success to all tied in there together. Good production from our special teams over the past few weeks. That really goes back to their hard work. Certainly the leadership that Scott has provided our unit.
You have quite a few young first-year players participating this year. The fact that they've experienced many close games or pressure situations or comeback situations, can that help them going forward in the playoffs, or is the playoffs such a different animal that it'll be a completely different experience for them?
I really think at this point in the season, after 16 regular season games, all of our players, even our young players, should be critical back to me. What NFL football is about, the thing about the playoffs, the best team of everybody's good. Everybody has a good team. Everybody has a good player. Everybody has a good It just got to be your best against the level of competition, which is even higher than you've seen in the regular season. I think obviously better than others. At this point in the year, when you play a team, you're one of the very best teams. I wouldn't say it's different. It's like the crowd of fear, but no doubt about it. We're just one of the good as anything based on fear. We'll have to be at our best. I think that's really anything that out of the ordinary. So we recognize how good we have to perform, prepare, you know, be ready for everything. How critical every play is of the competition is height. Oh, yeah.
Well, I was wondering with Nate Ebner, obviously he's had a great impact on special teams, and wondering with a player like that, he's lined up on the inside, and when he gets down to whatever it might be, an onside kick or, play at the end of the Denver game there, and a punt return, and things like that, he's spreading through congestion, and I'm wondering how much of that is, whatever you just speak to his maybe whether that's kind of a skill unto itself, and also, a film study type of thing versus just, overpowering people to get to your final destination in his case.
I think there's definitely a big instinctive element to it, and I think Nate has shown that from all the opportunities that he's had with, even though he hasn't, he's got more experience in the kicking game than he does defensively based on his college playing time, and time with us as well. But he's shown a high level of instinctiveness all the way around. So even for a guy who hasn't played a lot of defense, he's still a pretty, given his level of experience, he's still a pretty instinctive player. He's a smart player. And, he does things defensively, even though he hasn't had a lot of opportunities to go. Does things pretty well. Kicking game, just to be able to be the personal protector on the punt team, that in itself is a huge responsibility for the team and certainly for that unit. So I think his ability to understand schemes, to understand situations, which again, more of them come up with that position probably than any other one, is instinctiveness in terms of finding the ball, slipping blocks, timing of his blocks on the return game, recognition of different coverage or return patterns from our opponents, all those things are. He does at a high level for a player who hasn't had a lot of football playing experience. He does it very well. He definitely has a natural feel for it. It's certainly some study and which is preparation and so forth can add to that, but he has a lot of that naturally on his own. And impressive.